Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Oh, my goodness. Good Saturday morning to you. And welcome to the Thompson Tractor's Prep Sports Report. Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in South Alabama. Oh, my goodness. The Three Musketeers are back, and it is good to see you. Mark, good to see you. Coach Rick, good to see you. How you doing, my man?
Man, I'm telling you, that's the best intro we've had in 3 weeks. I promise you that. It's so great to be back in here with you guys. And I really miss something. I miss something the whole week when we're not together.
Yeah.
I do. And Mark and I usually talk at least once or twice a week. I've even not been able to. It's tennis, man. It's tennis season.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when your truck, listen, my truck looks like an 18-wheel freighter. It's loaded. Tracy won't even get in the truck. It's got stuff in the front and the back. And of course, my golf clubs are in the back, but I don't even know how to grip one now. But it is so great to see you guys. But Randy's on the go. If you can catch him in Dothan or wherever he is, Coach, I only got a minute. I'm eating dinner with a client. So, I mean, you know.
He's like a ninja.
Hey, that's right. That's a great example.
Don't forget that, all right? Do not forget it.
Hey, from what I understand, he was like a ninja on the golf course yesterday.
Let's forget that topic, okay? Let's forget that one altogether. It was the worst day of golf I've played in my entire life yesterday. So something's going on with the old swing.
Guys, it is so good to be back in here with y'all. I missed it the last couple of weeks, but I will tell you, I got to go and watch kids wrestle at the sectionals in Montgomery 2 weeks ago, and then the state tournament last weekend in Huntsville. And, man, what a joy that is to go up there and watch those kids compete. You know, y'all know how much I enjoy watching kids wrestle, and it's just, you know, every time I watch them, I watch these kids go out there and they put that toe on the line. And you know my little story about what that is means to me. And I get to watch them, and they go out there and they get after it, you know, and they just do give everything they got. And then win, lose, or fail, they're all winners, every one of them.
That's right.
You know, and they walk off the mat, and your coaches hug them, and it's a great experience. But, man, getting back in here, I hadn't put the headsets on in a couple of weeks, and I put the headset on, and all of a sudden I thought I was in the press box watching to see what offense was coming out, and I started looking at Randy giving signals, you know.
That's a good thing.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we got a great show lined up for you. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Vigers coach Jarius Jackson. Rick?
Yeah, Jarius Jackson's got a heck of a basketball team. His guys are in the 5A semifinals at Legacy Arena at Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center this week, and we'll spend some time talking to Jarius. Of course, Jarius is on the road, on the way to Birmingham for that meeting that they have to kind of go over hotel and where they're going to stay and all the logistics of that. But I'm going to tell you right now, we played Vigor early in the year over at Vigor, and let me tell you, they were something special. They were really, really good. They were up and down the floor. I'm talking about they played 94 feet or 84 if it's a high school gym, but I'm telling you, they are really, really good.
Well, that's an exciting time for all those kids to go play in that environment for that tournament. I mean, it's wonderful. You have different crowds that come in and out. Kids go in there and play. It's just a lot of fun to watch that happen.
There's no doubt. No doubt. Coming up, and that happens at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, we'll close this first hour with the leadership. And, Rick, you'll take that. And then in the next hour, top of the hour, this guy you will not want to miss.
No.
Former Mississippi State basketball player Bart Heitch is going to be on with us. You mentioned the press box.
Yeah.
Our good friend Mike Grace has the show, The Press Box.
Yep.
Bart is part of that, but we're going to talk a lot of basketball with him.
Yeah, Bart's on with Mike Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I'm going to tell you right now, Randy, of course, you've worked with him. This guy, I tell you what he did, Mark, he went to every regional this year, every regional, and he watched players he wanted to watch and teams he wanted to watch. And now he's going to do all 42 games on the Alabama Public Radio Television Network. He's going to do those. He does that at halftime. Now, during the 5A and 7A games, championship games, and the 2A, he's going to be doing the color on the broadcast. Then he's going to hop over and do the AHSAA, I'm sorry, the public television halftime show. And, buddy, after he's done 42 games, let me tell you, and he's a golfer, Randy.
Oh, yeah.
His swing will be backwards.
Mine was yesterday, so we have a lot in common.
Well, he's really good. But here's the deal.
Here's the deal. There's nobody else that could do it that long, sustain that much. Nobody like Borthage.
Did you tell me he's a Winfield?
He's from Winfield, yeah.
He's got a place down here in Orange Beach,
I don't know
too.
If I can really talk to him, man.
He moved. He's no longer there. He moved from Orange Beach. He's back in Winfield. He's back in that area.
You know, being a guy that coached at Hamilton, we don't talk
to y'all. That's not good.
you know our boy Coach Barry Gibson coached at Winfield as well for a short stint.
I didn't know that.
He did.
Yep, after he left Hopeville, went to Winfield.
Winfield's a neat place, guys. It's a really neat little town. They love their sports there in Winfield. It's up in Marion County.
Yeah.
And it's a good place. It's a good place. They got good folks up there looking forward to hearing.
How far is that from Gwinn, Alabama?
Gwinn is right around the corner. It's not Winfield, Hamilton, Gwinn are all right there. Gwinn, I think, is the county seat,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. But that's where Marion County High School is.
Right.
Is in Gwinn.
And we had a head football coach at Sylacauga. You folks in Sylacauga would remember. We had a head football coach at Sylacauga from Gwinn. Came in and did a wonderful, wonderful job after Coach Calvin left and went to Decatur. And I can't think of his name right now, but I can tell you right now, he was a heck of a football coach. So they know how to coach them up and play up in that area.
I'm going to drop a name on you. Hadn't mentioned this name in a long, long time, but also I think he's still in Winfield. Coach Max Howell.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Max Howell, a native of Prattville, Alabama, coached at Troy State. He's a radio guru.
Ole Miss, and I did a stint for quite some time.
I don't know if Max tells everybody that, Randy, because y'all don't see eye to eye. Now Max is
he's not.
He's short.
Yeah.
See, I see Max as kind of a bulky, offensive line guy.
No.
Well, I'm sure I'm misrepresenting the truth there.
Yeah.
Because
Max wasn't that tall.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he sure knows high school football. He did it, and he knew college football, too. He did a lot of that stuff for a while.
Yeah. He's been a lot of different places. But, anyway, we're going to be talking with Borthage coming up at the top of our next hour. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And then, of course, we'll close the show with Mark, you having the Camp Grace segment.
Yeah, the great Camp Grace segment is going to be about kindness today. That's a big part of this month at our school, it is, and I think it's in other schools too, about kindness. What does that mean? What does kindness really mean? So I want to talk about that a little bit, and just how our outward appearance and our genuine nature can just by one simple look, a handshake, a head nod, can make someone's day.
Sometimes you've heard the cliche, never judge a book by its cover.
Right, that's exactly
right. We'll fall into that, no doubt about it. We got a lot to get into. There is no doubt about it today. We got some coaching hires.
Yeah.
Rick, we're going to talk about that coming up. Some sad news out of Birmingham.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment as well. But, it's great to have you guys back in here. But great to be back into the man cave here.
Wow.
At Eastern Shore Hyundai.
No, man, yeah. I tell you what, guys, just go ahead and tell you that, you know, really the major part of high school golf kicked off this week.
Yeah.
And it started one of the biggest tournaments of the year,
yeah,
hosted by UMS Wright out at Lakewood Golf Course. They did a fantastic job. Coach Brent Daugherty, the head coach at UMS Wright, had it set up, the David Miller Memorial Invitational Tournament, and what a tournament it was. Some of the best teams you'll see in the state of Alabama were there. Vestavia Hills
won.
7A returning champs won it, and they were followed by Northridge and then some other great, you know, Payne Park's got a guy on their team. Gosh, and I got brain lock all of a sudden. I'll find it, but he's the number one player in the state. And probably
is he the one going to Alabama?
I think so. Let me look it up. I'll get it back on a second.
Yeah.
But it was a great tournament. Congratulations to Vestae, but congratulations to the David Miller Memorial. What a great honor that is to be playing in that tournament.
All right, let's take our first time out. When we come back, we dive into it. Boy, we've got a lot to dive in. This pool is deep.
Oh,
so
God.
Get your swimmies on there, Mark. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
Your big debut. Your big dream hey, come true.
I have missed a little bit of Stevie.
Man, me too. Right. When you smile for the camera, know you're going to love it. Mm.
Hey. Mark, let me go ahead and give you a little helpful hint. Keep that day job.
Well, you want to cut my mic off real quick?
Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, Coach Mark Laster, Coach Rick Cleveland. And you, and we're so happy that you're here with us. Boy, a lot going on in the world of prep sports. And, Coach, let's just kick it right off. There's been some coaching changes going on. Of course, my old alma mater has a new football coach at BCHS.
Yeah, they do. Andrew Davis, who is from a long line of high school coaches, his daddy Wayne, formerly the head coach at UMS Wright, also an assistant for many years with us at Daphne High School. And his brother, who is a heck of a baseball player. And I can tell you this, Andrew Davis has coached at a lot of great, great places. And, of course, his brother, Owen, also was a coach. He was a baseball coach at Daphne for a while. And But that's a family of coaches. His mom is a teacher. So he comes from a long line of educators. But Andrew played for Coach South and Coach Vic, and then went on to Delta State and played at Delta State for maybe a year, and then went over to Southern Miss and played for a while, and then ended up graduating from Auburn. But he's a heck of a young man. He's an old lineman, Mark, and he's had some good stops. He really has had some good stops. He just recently was at Spanish Fort with Chase and was kind of a passing game coordinator,
right,
and coached the offensive line. He spent some time with Nathan McDaniel. Both, he's been at Baldwin County before.
Mm-hmm.
He was there with Nathan McDaniel and coached with him. And then when Nate went to Alberta, he went with him to Alberta and then came back here to coach with Chase and those guys at Spanish Fort. But, yeah, we're excited. I can tell you this. This is a guy that dots all the I's and crosses all the T's, and he's just a heck of a guy. I'm talking about Andrew is just a heck of a guy. Got his hands full at Baldwin County. I'm just telling you, he's got his hands full. I really thought Scott Riles was the guy. I did, Mark, and we talked about that when Scott was hired.
Right.
It just didn't work out. Scott Riles is a heck of a football
Very
coach.
Very good coach.
But it just didn't work out for him there. Of course, it took him about 2 days to get another head job over at Calera. But Andrew will be full of – I'll tell you this. He'll look every kid in the eye. They'll always know where they stand with him. And he will absolutely give as much time as it takes to get that program back to where Randy and all of you guys that are BCHS alum want to see that program get.
Well,
to.
And listen, that's the thing is – it can really be a very, very good job. One of the things that has to happen, though, is that community has got to get behind that coach
right.
and get behind that football team.
The whole
for
community.
Sure.
Yeah, the whole
community.
Right.
That's
exactly.
been the number one problem, in my opinion, over the years. Is hadn't been able to pull them all together. For whatever reason, I think the Nathan did a really good job, had a really good run there for a few years, and had pulled that community back together. And it's a great community of people. It really is. And if they'll all just get in there and get behind that program and support it, man, it can go as far as it wants to go. And because I think – I remember when Jack French was there.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, we played them guys, and they were no joke. every single time you lined up against them, and they had it going on in those years, and they can do it again, and I hope Coach can do it. I think he can, and he's a good man. He's been under some great coaches, so he gets it. He gets what's going to take.
Certainly wish him much luck there at Baldwin County High School. Another opportunity in Robertsdale, and that community's got to get behind this brand-new coach that they've got in Chris Bell.
Yeah, Chris Bell is one heck of a football coach, guys. And I'm going to tell you, to be honest with you, it really surprised me that he wanted this job. It did. It surprised me because he's one of the guys that's in that upper echelon of head football coaches in the state of Alabama. He turned Oak Mountain around. Oak Mountain had won like two games a year when he took that job. Ended up winning multiple winning seasons. He went to Scottsboro. Very few people have ever won in football at Scottsboro. Scottsboro is known as a basketball community, always has been. And he won at Scottsboro. He's just a heck of a football coach, but he loves challenges. Well, he's got one now. got a huge challenge now. And he was approved, I think, Thursday night by the Board of Education. And listen, Robert Steele's lost 24 straight games. They've lost 24 straight games. And that doesn't set well with those kids in that community because they have a lot of pride in what they do. Baseball over there has always been big. Always been big. And so Chris will have his hands full. He's got I think he's got enough athletes to compete. I really do. People say we don't have athletes. Well, I think now with the Loxley kids and the Robertsdale kids kind of mixing together now when they're playing youth football and they get to know each other and there's not that bad interaction or competitive interaction between them. They're coming together as one. And I got to give credit to Richard Teal, the mayor of Loxley, who's kind of been the ringmaster of bringing those two youth league communities together. And I think there's great things. I can tell you this. If anybody can win at Robertsdale, it's Chris Bell. And I believe that.
Well, you've been there.
Yeah.
You've been there. And you know it's a good community. Yeah. You know that it's a growing community.
Yep.
And there's certainly going to be a lot of good athletes there. What do you do? I mean, let me ask you, Mark, I know you want to make a statement there, but, Coach, how do you get in there and change that? How do you get that, and I hate to use this word, but that losing mentality and get into a winning mentality?
Well, it's tough. It is tough. It's really tough. I mean, you got to change everything. You got to change the culture. You got to change everything that you do. You got to do it the way you know how to do it. You know, coaches live by this acumen. If I'm going to get fired, I'm going to get fired doing it my way. I'm going to do it my way. And Chris has got to have that mentality. He's got to because his way works. It works, Mark. It's worked everywhere he's been. So he's got to give everything he can give to do everything that he knows how to do to get that program where he wants to get it and where the community wants to get it.
It's a real, to me, Shea White is the principal at Robertsdale High School.
Right.
Coach Shea White, when he was in high school, know him well. They were on a diligent look. This thing took months.
Yeah, it did.
It took months. And they went and they found their guy. And Shea knew what – he knows what he needed in that head coach, and he found him. Because I do believe that this is a job where – the culture must change, and Chris is the guy who knows how to change a culture.
Yeah.
Because when you can go into a program, and I remember Coach Savarese, I'll never forget him telling me years and years and years ago, Mark, when you take a job, make sure you got nowhere to go but up.
Right.
That's what he told me.
Yeah.
And so the couple of jobs, now I took one that was already winning, but most of the jobs I went to were jobs that were having trouble. And took it because I had no place to go but up.
Yeah.
That's where Chris is. And he's made that way. He's built in a way that he's going to go in. He knows what it takes to get those things happening. And it may – the first year I was at Fairhope, we won five ball games. But, man, you'd have thought we'd have won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
And be honest with you, honestly, probably one of my favorite years coaching in my entire career. Was that year, that first year, with that bunch of kids. But we had to find a way, and we had to find the right guys on that staff. It wasn't just what the head coach did. It was the staff you bring in. Who can you get with you and make sure everybody's on board, your principal's on board, your community's on board. Make tough decisions. Live with it. Do it your way. And that's the way it works.
And one of the things that he's got going for him is he's got a principal who's got a great foundation.
Yes, he does.
That Benjamin Russell Foundation is going
to
be huge.
That's going
to
help.
That is important to have a principal that will back you.
And he's going to change
your life. We have a friend that didn't have that.
Absolutely.
Hey, all right, let's take a quick timeout. We're going to talk with Coach Jarius Jackson of Vigor. He's coming up next. By the way, Baker's got a new coach in Juan Johnson.
Yep. Guy from Hewitt Trustful.
Yep.
He's big time. He's
big time.
One of Jamie's guys from T.R. Miller.
Yep.
Look forward to seeing what Juan does.
We're back with more right after this.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. The Pumps Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I'll tell you what, every time I hear that song, I get chill bumps. There's no doubt about it. Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster, and guys are going to go to our Pops Midtown Communication Lines and welcome in the head basketball coach for the Vigor Boys, Coach Jarius Jackson, on the line with us. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Hey, doing good, man. Thank you all for having me on the show.
Well, you certainly deserve to be on the show, and I've heard all about you all year from Luke Spalding. So, and that's good stuff. I can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, that's my good friend, man. We've been coaching together for a while, man. That's my good friend now.
Well, we're playing them, and we're sitting there, and I mean they're rocking and rolling on us.
Yeah,
we're playing them in their gym, and I mean you're talking about playing defense. They get in your socks. And they just don't let you. They just do not let you do what you want to do. Jarius, talk about this team. I think you're 27-6. You're gonna play, and really, I'm excited about it because you're gonna play a Gunnersville team coached by a buddy of mine, Brett Self, and who I think they beat Scottsboro to win the Northeast Regional. But you play them Wednesday night at Legacy Arena. You're on your way to Birmingham today to get the arrangements and the logistics taken care of. But I want you to talk about this basketball team. Terrell Johnson and those guys, man, what an amazing, amazing display of defense you guys put on the court. And it doesn't slow you down from scoring either. I think you score off of your defense, but talk a little bit about this team, pal.
Yeah, man, this is a special, special, special group. Anyone that's been following us, we came up short last year in the Sweet 16 against Charles Henderson. But Terrell Johnson, those guys were juniors. So experience is the best teacher. So going into the offseason, they talked about that all season long. We worked hard starting from the offseason, and we went to Alabama team camp in the summer, and we went 4-0 at the team camp. And that's when I saw that I had a special group, but I still knew we had a long ways to go. Well, they continued to work hard all year, and our focal point has been defense. We lean on our defense, so those guys have been defending and working hard ever since then. And we get to the season, yeah, we score a lot of points. We got a few dunks and three-point shooting, but our defense has carried us all the way to this point. And I'm so excited to have these guys. Terrell Johnson, Albert Hawthorne, Jordan Clark, those are my seniors, and they have been showing great leadership. To get us to this point, we played a tough New Falls team. We was able to get them in the semifinals. Then we had the rematch with Charles Henderson. And we were able to beat them in the regional finals.
You know, we probably got
went through a bad spot.
Yeah, we got a bad sale with Jarius as he's traveling, trying to get to this meeting in Birmingham.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Jarius.
Yeah, I'm probably going through a bad area. But, yeah, those guys have been working hard, and they're excited to get to this point. I'm so proud of them. They deserve this time to go to the Final Four to play in the Legacy Arena. It's going to be a great experience for them. But they are motivated. They have been working hard. They're excited for the matchup. They're working extra, extra, extra hard. They want it. And it's going to be so exciting to see those guys go out there and lay it on the line.
You know, we're talking to Jarius Jackson, the head boys basketball coach at Vigor High School. And, you know, Jarius, the thing that impressed me about your team more than anything even more than your defense, was every kid you put on the floor was an athlete. Every one of them. You got 15 athletes, and, you know, the times I've seen you, you're playing them kind of in groups. And it's just amazing the athletic ability those 15 have.
Yeah, it, at the beginning of the season, believe it or not, it was difficult. And some people say, what you mean it was difficult? It doesn't matter who I put in the game. Sometimes it's hard because I'm like, you can put anyone in the game. There's no drop-off. So I have 15 athletes. All of them can play. All of them can play together. So I had to figure out a way to make it work with all those athletes. So I said, you know what? I'm going to sub in groups. So I kind of sub in groups of three, groups of two, and there's no drop-off, and those guys bought into that as a team. The selfishness went out the window. All of them understood what type of team we have. And so that's what made us come together and provide the results that we had to make it to the Final Four. Teamwork and believing in one another.
You know, and we're talking to Jarius Jackson, the head boys basketball coach at Vigor. And, you know, when you play in an arena that's got the backdrop that Legacy has, of course, you played in an arena that had that backdrop as well in the regionals.
Right.
But talk just a little bit about what you feel like you're going to need to do to kind of step up your shooting in an auditorium like Legacy Arena, because it's tough. It's a different backdrop.
Right. The depth perception is different. High school athletes are not used to that. They're used to like a typical high school gym, so to say, versus the arena. But most coaches have prepared for this moment leading up to it. That's why we did the Alabama team camp. When you do an Alabama team camp like that, they allow you at least one game in their Coliseum. So that's similar to how we're going to play in the BJCC arena. We played in the Coleman Coliseum over the summer. Also, I was able to schedule a Court of Dreams experience down in New Orleans at the Smoothie King Arena against Murphy back in January the 2nd. That gave us the opportunity to play on an arena-style floor to get the kids used to it. And, of course, we try to get a practice up there in Birmingham at like a UAB, a Birmingham Southern, or Stanford to give that type of look for more practice to shoot in that type of arena or whatnot. And we explain that to the guys, and they understand the reason why we did that. But at this point, you know, that is something to be concerned with. But at this point, I told the guys we have to play and believe in one another and believe that we can make a shot, whether it's in the arena, in the backyard, outside, or in our own high school gym.
You know, Jarius, I think one of the things when I look at the 5A bracket, the four teams left, Fairfield with Maurice Ford, Valley with Marshawn Harper, Gunnersville with Brett Self, and Vigor with Jarius Jackson, you have four coaches, and Maurice Ford is by far the senior. He's a senior citizen in that group. Maurice was coaching when I was coaching at Banks in Birmingham. And I'm telling you, that's four really good basketball teams. But I can tell you this, from my standpoint, you got as good, if not better, chance to bring that blue trophy home.
Yeah, we really like our chances. And I explained to the guys, there's no secret. You don't get to the Final Four just by luck. You know, all four of these teams earned their way to be there. So I know all four teams are very tough to make it to this point. And I'm actually already familiar with Maurice Ford. I had just graduated from college, and I was an assistant coach at LaFleur High School back in 2009. Maurice Ford was the head coach at Parker, where he had Eric Bledsoe, and they beat him. And then I moved on, and I was coaching at LaFleur back in 2018, I believe, and we played Fairfield, and they beat us in the semifinals. When he was at Fairfield, I think he went on to win the state championship. Now he's back in the state tournament, but he's on the other side playing Valley. But I'm familiar with him. But, you're right. All four of these teams are tough. You cannot take anyone of them for granted. Great coaches. Valley won it last year. They're coming back with experience. They want to go back-to-back. We're hungry. We like our chances. And the guys understand, hey, you don't. There's no tomorrow. We have to take advantage of this opportunity. This opportunity doesn't come every, you know, we have to take advantage of it. So we're trying to do everything we can to bring it home, bring it back to Mobile.
And we're talking to Jarius Jackson, the head boys basketball coach at Vigor High School. And his boys will play Gunnersville Wednesday night at 7:30 at Legacy Arena, right there at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center. What are your plans right now, tentatively, before you get into this meeting this morning? What are your plans tentatively to go into Birmingham and maybe get a day to shoot around, maybe at Samford or Birmingham Southern or somewhere like that?
Yeah, that's top priority right now. Going into this meeting, I'm really, really going to try to get a practice or shoot around at one of those gyms if I can. That shouldn't be a problem. They normally have a coordinator to help you lock in a practice time at one of those complexes. After that, I do want to reward the guys and take them out to a nice dinner in the evening on Tuesday. We plan on leaving Tuesday, early Tuesday morning, and try to get a good practice in one of the arena. Later on that evening, I do want to take them to Top Golf and allow them to eat and kind of hit some golf balls and kind of relax them. Yeah, kind of relax them and, you know, take some pressure off of them and give them a nice little talk and let them have fun as a team and bond a little bit more before we go into that war against Gunnerville at 7:30 Wednesday night.
Well, I can tell you this. Of those four teams, if there's any one of those four or any one of the other three that's got 15 athletes like you do, I want to see that. I do definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm telling you guys, when Vigor gets on the floor, they got 15 athletes that can play. And I mean it. And it wouldn't surprise me if he finds a golfer up there. It wouldn't surprise me.
Right. At Vigor, if anyone knows the history of Vigor, we're known as a football school. We won the state football championship back in 2021, if I'm not mistaken, 2022. We have athletes, but what I try to explain to the guys since I've been there, this is my fourth year, hey, we can play basketball. We can put forth the effort in baseball, other sports. I also coach cross country, so my basketball guys run cross country with me. We did a good job at track last year. I believe we won the state in one of the events or two multiple events in track last year. So I tried to make sure they put forth the same effort and energy in basketball, and they've done that. And that has carried us. Our athleticism, our depth has carried us to this point.
Coach, good luck to you. Thank you for taking time to be with us. We're going to be following you. We're going to have you back on real soon, okay?
All right. Thank you all so much for having me again.
There you go. Coach Jerrius Jackson, Vigor's basketball coach. Good luck to them. I'm going to tell you, he sounds like you want to play for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
It's fun. It's fun. They have fun when they play.
That's awesome. We'll take another time out. When we come back, Rick has the leadership segment right after this.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
Look out behind you. JoJo's got his gun. It's been a while, boys.
I'm telling you, man, I am just taking this in.
JoJo.
You got to take some JoJo.
You know he likes his
phone. Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I am cutting Bob Skaggs off. That is a no-go here on the Prep Sports Report, Rick, and I'm so sorry for that. But I know we cannot wait any longer for your leadership segment, so I had to cut him off.
It's tough to follow Bob Skaggs, I tell you that.
It's pretty
right
tough.
Now. I tell you right now. You know, guys, the older we get, the more that it seems like that we talk about joy. You know, where do we find the joy in our life? What is it that gives us that adrenaline flow that says, I really love being where I'm at right now? And what I'm doing, it's like there. Let me tell you, and I'll say this more, there's nothing I enjoy more. I get a lot of joy out of being on the golf course with that little rascal over there.
Because he knows he's about to get paid.
I do. let me tell you what, no, because it's so stinking competitive. I mean, we don't even talk to each other. And if there's any hint that there's a rule being broken, we bring it to each other's attention. and he can find a bunch of ways to bring it to my attention. But that literally gives me – that's just one of the joys. I mean, there's – and I get frustrated if he gets a game up and he's not doesn't include me in it. I do. He said, well, I didn't know you want to play. That is joy to me, is playing golf with him. So every chance I get to play golf with him, I want to play with him. Joy to me, again, is Saturday mornings with you two guys. That's joy. So, you know, I kind of find myself, like Nathan said this week, spinning. And when people say, and it's a lie. It really is a lie. It's not the truth. I often find myself spinning in that, whatever you want to call it, mistruth, that once so-and-so happens, things will be better and I'll be content. See, it just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. The good news is there's always fresh opportunities to be happy. Imagine life is like Grand Central Station, where happy times arrive around the clock. Chances are the opportunity to be happy has already arrived. Sometimes it's right in front of you. For whatever reason, you are unable to shift your focus to notice and to appreciate it. And regardless of what is going on around you, you can feel happier, be productive, attract success, enjoy yourself during the process. When you shift your focus and the way you think, your perspective changes. And when those changes take place, your life changes. So get yourself together. I hear Rick Neuheisel say that all the time on his little show. that who was the great coach at Alabama who was a quarterback coach? Old guy, and he was an offensive coordinator under Coach Stallings, and he was a West Coast guy.
Homer Smith.
Get yourself together. That's what he used to tell Neuheisel and all the guys at UCLA, and that's exactly what we're saying today. Mm-hmm. Get yourself together. Another thing is, add happiness to your life and add it to it right now. Can you see it? Visualize you live on a tropical island. You get up when you like. You do what you want. And some guy named Mark brings you breakfast. You're sitting in a reclined position on your balcony. As all you can see is the ocean and 18 holes out in front of you. And you know, the life of the young and the retired, we dream of being happy someday. Until that day, we're overworked, overstressed, and underhappy. The dream doesn't seem possible without a lottery win or a call from a wealthy uncle in poor health. But what fun is life if we aren't happy about it? The good news is you can add happiness to your life right now. Just a few producing activities can reduce stress and make the wait for what many people call utopia become easier to bear. I get really, really tickled when I think about what joy really is. And where do we find joy? Well, a joyful life is the best existence we can hope to achieve. It's the kind of life that produces positive vibes and feels good energy and encourages us to look to the future with high hopes. Pure joy might seem like a fleeting emotion, but even if you only feel it for a moment in time, you can hold on to it. You can relish it. It's like Randy makes a 56-foot putt, and he hadn't made a 2-foot putt all day.
God.
And then he walks up on 7 or whatever hole we're playing, and he's up the very front of the green, and the flag's at the very back.
Mobile Country Club 5 years ago.
And he knocks it. He hits it, and it goes right straight in the middle of the cup.
90-something feet.
I swear. That's joy. That's happiness. That's fun. Guys, we got to have some fun in our life.
You're right.
We're worked. We're overstressed. We're overworked. And it just, it's not worth it, guys. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Find some joy today. Find some way to find some joy in your life if you don't have it. And if you get it, I promise you, you'll want it time after time after time after time. I'm thankful for Joy.
That is a good one. There's no doubt. You know, yes. Every night I go to sleep with Adrian Rogers. Every night. Did one on he just had a – and you go to YouTube and check this out. Joy is an inside job. Think about that.
Yeah, it is.
It's an inside job. You want to hear a good sermon? Go on YouTube and pull up Adrian Rogers, and it'll go just verify everything that you just said.
You know, that's funny because Adrian Rogers is a guy I listen to, too. And he talks about happiness all the time. Mm-hmm. He says happy, and I remember this because I've really listened to him a bunch. Happiness works much like love. That's a big statement there. Happiness works much like love. Think about that. Takes you a long way.
Good stuff. All right, we are at the top of the hour. When we come back, Bart Hytch, he's going to join this crazy group of characters here called the Prep Sports Report team. Thompson Tractor presents it. Don't go anywhere. More right after this.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Berger, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to the second hour of the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. We're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in L.A. That is Lower Alabama. So glad to have you on board with us. I am Randy Bergen, along with the superstars of this show, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Laster. Rick, I got to tell you, first hour was fantastic. Mark, your input was absolutely hilarious. So
thank you.
You are quite welcome, my man.
Worked hard on that today.
I love that.
You did. Hey, guys, it is time to go to our Pops Midtown Communication line and welcome in a good friend of ours. This guy, you hear him all the time. He's on with a very good friend of ours, Mike Grace, on the press box, former Mississippi State basketball star, Bart Hytch, on the line with us. Bart, how are you doing, my man?
Well, I'm in between. I'm in between my Rip Van Winkle plan for the next couple of days. So I got up, I got my routine going, and then about noon I'll lay it back down after a couple games.
Well, you're going to be seeing a lot of games coming up. I can promise you that. There's no doubt, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. And I, you know, you get in such a mode of everybody's like, there's no way. I mean, you just get through it. It's like an off season. You know, that's kind of how I approach it. Because the amount of work, typically when you were getting ready for games, you know, you get ready for the games, and the games only last a couple of hours here or there. But with this, there's 48 of them.
Mm-hmm. No, there's 42 of them.
There's 42 of them. I was looking here in my notes, and so it's like there's 24 the first couple of day semis, and then you've got the 7A semis and the final start. So it's exciting, and I love it. But the prep's all year, guys. You can't prep for something like this in a day or in 2 days or in. There's too many teams, too many classes. It's doubled because it's boys and girls. So you have to watch it all year. That's why I can't watch the NBA anymore. It's because I watch college basketball in high school so I can talk about it. And going to all the regionals last week and get to see every team and every game. But I did get to see a lot of teams that I felt like one from down south in particular, Jackson's boys and girls, Jackson's boys in particular, I really wanted to see them in Montgomery. And I got to. You know, so getting to put eyes on these kids, put eyes on these coaches, and like maybe understand what they are trying to do, see a couple of situations. I just think that helps the analysis, and it's better for the audience. It's just better for the HSA and the broadcast if I'm able to do that.
All right, so we're finished with the practice tee. Now we're getting on the first tee. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you let me hit too. I was about to get coughed up there. Thanks for letting me hit too.
We always let you hit two off the first tee, Bart. We always do. You'll learn that someday. But this is where I want to go right off the bat. I want to go to 5A boys, and I want to talk about Maurice Ford. I want to talk about when you talk about Maurice Ford, you're talking about the guy that is absolutely the old guy. He coached with us in Birmingham 100 years ago, and they played Marshawn Harper in the semifinal game that I think will be a knockdown dragout. And then you've got Mobile's best team in Vigor. And when you talk about a basketball team that is, I'm talking about the most talented basketball team I've seen all year on National Federation or anything, and they're going to play Brett Self's Gunnersville team. I want you to, and you're going to be doing that game, and I think that is the most competitive bracket next to 7A. I think 5A is the bracket that you really get a chance to look at and see some real. I've never seen as much athleticism as I have seen on a basketball team as Vigor is going to bring to the Legacy Arena. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
They are athletic. I mean, and they're fast, and they're long, and they're men. Gunnersville is an opposite style. However, Gunnersville, sneaky athletic. Now, they lost a couple of pieces last year. Brandon Fusell last year, their point guard, was really good. He's at Montevallo. And they don't really have that one guy, if that makes sense, that you typically need to have. But a lot of teams don't have that one guy in high school like you do high school, and you can collectively get it together. And Gunnersville plays fast. They shoot a lot of threes. They'll have to get off to a good start because Vigor just overwhelms you, right? I mean, it's just – it's strong. It's powerful. And I think Vigor has been able to show the ability to finish games this season, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be finishing free throws, getting a stop, getting a turnover, a timely bucket. There were a couple. There was one game in particular early in the year where I know they had to score. I don't know if they were down, I think, and or something. But they came back and they had a couple plays they had to make. I saw and I read that. I'm telling y'all though, guys. I'm going to be a show and I'm saying this. I think that Gunnersville game is one of the most intriguing games to me because he's been building that program, and they should have been there last year. Should have been Scottsboro. But here's the thing. When you haven't been to Birmingham, the lights are big. Who handles those lights? Who handles those adversities early, and who can limit runs? I like Gunnersville to stay in this game. Not sure. I actually picked them as an upset in this game, simply because there's got to be one somewhere. And a lot of times in those competitive brackets, you'll see teams looking. Everybody's looking at both of those teams. Yeah, they're trying to get, but they see Caleb Holden that other, they see the defending champion. And Morris, everybody's talking about that Fairfield game, right? Everybody's talking about that one.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about the Valley game. So once you getting through this one, can't get to that one unless you get through this one. So Vigor doesn't look ahead. They play the way they play. And if they can dominate the backboards, I think Vigor will be fine. But just for some reason, I think this game will be close. On the other side, Valley, you know, everybody knows about Cameron. Ron Ingram thinks he's the he mentioned Kool-Aid. And he thinks Cameron might have a higher upside in football than Kool-Aid. Now, they play different positions, I think, but that is just wild to me that's the case. And then you got big Brandon Thompson side, and he's a load. He's playing in the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game, which I possibly will be doing. I hadn't got confirmation yet. It's not my schedule workout. But and Maurice has the second-best mannerisms of any coach in the entire – in the entire field. Tim Miller is definitely the first. Everybody knows about my man crush on Tim Miller. And
agree
his mannerisms.
Completely agree. Yep.
But Maurice Ford is back. He's been there. His team is. I will say this, though. They're a little undersized. I saw them in Haskell. Now, it doesn't hurt them when it comes to rebounding because they are athletic. They can jump. They can run. They can guard. They got a couple of shot makers, but size, length more so than size. I think just the length that they're going to face against Valley, because Valley is dominant on the boards and dominant in transition. This game will be up and down. Both teams will like to run. But Coach Marshawn, when he gets ahead, he'll clock manage. Both of these teams will. I watched Fairfield do it to Ramsey, but Ramsey eliminated a big lead from Fairfield. If Ramsey doesn't get down by 12-13 early. Ramsey wins that game. I thought Denton did a great job getting them back in and just couldn't get over the hump. But, yeah, Fairfield is more athletic, sneaky athletic, and longer than they look. But I like Valley. I like it. I actually like it to be Valley.
Too.
I mean, somehow Gunnersville, but I would not be surprised if it's Viger. And then I think Valley rolls again for one of those repeats that we rarely see.
Well, see, I'm on the opposite side of that. I do. I think
Viger. I'm glad you started out with that.
I'm going after talking with Coach Jarius Jackson a while ago. Yeah. I am. I'm on Viger's side on this one. They got 15 guys that can. You can rotate them in, and you don't miss a. They don't miss a beat.
But what Bart said about you got to have been to Birmingham before to be able to see what you're going to see. Now, Bart, we're fixing to go to a hard break, but when we come back, you've got about four or five outstanding players that we want to talk about. And we want you to highlight them because you know them better than anybody. So we're going to go. We finish the first nine. We're going to the 10 tee box. And I want you to hit the best ball you've ever hit.
Stop by the clubhouse right there and get you.
This is par five.
And get you a sandwich before we go to number 10, all right? So we're going to have you. You're up first. Don't go anywhere.
We'll probably bring you back with Bob Skaggs or Steely Dan.
Absolutely.
Got to do that.
All right. Hey, look, let's take our time out. When we come back, we continue our conversation with former Mississippi State Bulldog star. Bart Heights. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor's Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleland, Coach Mark Lassiter. That's a good-looking man right there. I ain't going to lie to you.
Good.
We're going to go back to our
Pops Teddy Midtown. Rubskin looking
there
like.
You go.
There you go.
Let's go to our Pops Midtown Attaboy. Communication line and welcome in. Welcome back our good friend, Bart Heights. Bart, I got to ask you real quick. You're going to be seeing a lot of players up there during this tournament. Who are the four or five players that people really want to see, put their eyeballs on, that stand out the most to you?
I like to mix it up. I think there's a lot. I'm gonna probably give you six, if that's okay, just so I can make sure I mix in a couple of boys and a couple of girls. But number one, the marquee, there's no question, Kevin Hall. He is generational. When I speak of generational players, I speak of Cousins, Bledsoe, Person, Barkley, that's Watford. Watley.
There you go. We said it at the same time. It is Watley.
Guys like that, I think you can put this kid in that category. Herb Jones would be one, but this kid's different, y'all. I've coined a nickname, and I hope it sticks. Maybe it don't, but I think it should. Switch is his nickname for a couple of reasons. Richard Williams, my old coach, used to say, it's not a light switch, Dante. You can't just turn it on when you want to. First of the time, that's right. But in that regional final, guys, they were down 14, like midway through the second, and he never checked up. He never looked up. He never – body language didn't change. His defensive here's what I want people to watch with him. Now, the passing to me is his best skill. And everybody wants to talk about the finishes and the highlights, but he's able to step out and now he can shoot it. You have to guard him. But his creation ability offensively, his length, his ability to rebound, he has it all. He has everything in his bag and ball shot. And he's still growing. He's about 6'6 now, I think. But defensively, out on the perimeter, out at half court, when guys try to get up to him and make their move, especially an inside-out dribble move, okay? If I got the ball in my right hand and the Caleb Holtz guarding me, and I inside out and give him a shoulder shimmy fake in that right hand, that's a dunk.
Yeah.
His lateral quickness to ease over and just shut guys down with the ball, you got to keep him away from the basketball defensively. But he runs his team. you know, and Coach and Patrick's done a great job with him, you know, and last year he just kind of let it go, and they got more slow now. And they've got a guy named Frederick Derrick on Buckhorn's team that's an assassin that nobody knows about. He's a smaller point guard, boop, and he will dot your eye in a heartbeat and can go get buckets. And Buckhorn's got pieces, but Caleb just makes them all so much better. So I would say Caleb Holt would be my number one.
Okay, let me stop you right there. I'm getting a text from Montgomery, Alabama. It says, "Please tell me who Caleb Holt plays for." He just did. Caleb Holt plays for Patrick Harding and Buckhorn. Yeah,
I thought everybody needed defending state champion. My apologies. Defending state champion Buckhorn is won it last year in that dramatic game against Mountain Brook. It is Buckhorn out of New Market, Alabama. The 6A Bucks will be in Birmingham, and Caleb Holt is he's number three. If you watch it for more than two possessions and don't know who Caleb is, I might be surprised.
That's right. Great player. Agreed.
So next, there's a lot. If Caleb Holt were in this class, Dwayne Brown would be who we'd be talking about. I know people in Mobile love post players and love big guys. And Dwayne Brown, in my opinion, is the best big in the state of Alabama since DeMarcus Cousins. I don't think he's there yet. I still think Boogie is way in the class. And Boogie was generational, too. I didn't mean to leave him that. You have to throw DeMarcus Cousins in that generational conversation of great Alabama basketball players. But Dwayne Brown is a high school coach's nightmare when you don't have size, because he posts so deep. His backside is very wide and very high, and so you can't get around him. He's different to guard, and he's kind of one of those on-his-toes players, if you will. You don't really understand a lot of times. It looks like he's kind of – but he's agile. And he's good on his feet. He uses the rim about as well as any big I've seen in high school in a long time. He can get you in his post-up on the right side and then finish on the left with an opposite hand reverse layup and jump across the rim. But it's the ability to post deep. Now, I did see something out of him that I haven't seen much. He stepped out and made a couple of jump shots, guys, did Dwayne Brown of Hoover. And Hoover has – he and Celine London, Tariq London, a lot of people remember, played Alabama. Tariq and I played against each other. He's a good player as well. Jonathan Fairley's really good for Scott Ware's team at Hoover. But Dwayne Brown, number big 55, great kid, great hands, and I love his game as well. He's a must-watch in 7.
All right, we got about 3 minutes. I'm the producer in your ear. You got 3 minutes.
Yeah, and I can do them all in a minute. All right, so Ty Davis. Right. Ty Davis going to Creighton, of course. 6A Mountain Brook boys. He's worth the watch. He's the best passer, maybe best left-handed passer, we've seen ever in the state of Alabama. It's amazing how he can drop things on a dime. And Mountain Brook will get back. I don't know if they'll make the finals this year and face who I think will be Caleb Holt, but we'll see. But Ty Davis, he can shoot it. He's going to Creighton. Very crafty. Better defender than people give him credit for. Good rebounder. All-around good player. On the girls' side, I love Ace Austin from Spring Garden. Ooh. She's the best. I think Molly Hurd, in my opinion, is arguably the best 3A or below player that we've seen in the last since Birmingham's been, I guess, in creation since 94. But I love Ace Austin, and I think they walk through the 1A. I don't think anyone can mess with Spring Garden and Ricky Austin. He's been like his 7th or 8th. They have Chloe Rule as well. I've had a transfer come in from Tennessee. But Ace Austin just controls games. Her athleticism at the 1A level is special. She's going to Alabama. No, we don't know where Caleb Holt's going. We don't know where Brian Brown's going yet. But she's already committed to Alabama as a junior. And I expect Ace Austin to have a huge, huge career in college. And she can really shoot it. She can do it all. It's just her IQ. The IQ of Ty Davis and Ace Austin, I think it's phenomenal. We can't mention Leah Brooks, who I think will be Miss Basketball from Hazel Green, about to win their fifth state championship. She's the reason in the interior. Now she can score over either shoulder. She's long. She blocks shots. Excellent, excellent ball player. And then I want to throw my boy Caleb Harrison in there that's going to from Huntsville High, that's going to – I hate to get 7 ahead of y'all, but a lot of the players are. And Caleb Harrison is a stud. He believes in his game. He's gotten better. He told me straight up after they beat Hoover, in the summer. I'm like, man, y'all come a long way. What do you mean come a long way? He said, we're the better team. We've been the better team. We just didn't show it. They haven't been able to get to Birmingham. Well, he gets to Birmingham now. Bucky McMillan got the biggest steal in this Alabama class at 24, and it's Caleb
Amen. All right. Now, you're mentioning great players. I got to mention one from Sylacauga back in 2014 named Shekayla Thomas. You talking about a girl that was a great high school player, goes on to Florida State, and does a great – I got to get my hometown in there, Bart.
Yeah, get it. And that was right. That was in the – I missed like a three-year span, and that was right. I think that was the year before. I remember people talking about her that year before. But you see, anytime you see a player from Alabama – You
better
pay attention
because
we don't give
him
any power
five. Hey, we're going to have you for an hour after the tournament, okay? We're going to have you an hour after the tournament.
Work it in your schedule. Work it in your schedule.
Okay?
All right. Bart, man, hey, it's good to hear from you. Good to talk with you. And, man, good luck through the whole tournament. And we'll be paying close attention to every word you say.
Bart, I got Viger. You got Valley. We're there.
Ah, appreciate it, guys. What about you? About 76, 77?
There you go. You're in our range.
There you go, Bart Hytch. Hey, don't go anywhere. When we come back, it's the Camp Grace segment with Coach Mark Lassiter.
Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Can I sing?
Please don't.
Is that why you had me cut off?
This is Boss Gags. You cannot interrupt this, man. Oh, my goodness. There's people out there saying, this is Boss Gags.
This is why Randy had you cut off.
Yeah. He just knew it was going to start cutting in on it.
I don't believe it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Board. Got to tell you, Bart Hytch, Rick, and we've talked about this, the most well-rounded, most knowingly of high school basketball in the state of Alabama, bar none.
He's amazing. He's really amazing. And let me tell you, when you watch the Alabama public television
broadcast,
you're going to see Bart over there. He's the bald-headed guy.
Or he may be wearing a toboggan.
He may be wearing a toboggan. He may be. He and Kevin Skrbinski, who's also another basketball guy who loves it, the college game. And they will be doing the halftime reports. Now, Bart is going to do the 2A, the 5A, and the 7A boys state championship games. And then he's going to hustle over to the booth and do the TV at halftime. And this guy's made for this.
Oh, there's
he's
no
made
doubt.
For this. He's made to cover these 42 games. But mark my word, at some point in time, you're going to see Bart Hytch on the SEC channel.
And if the name rings a bell to you, he played at Mississippi State, played for the Bulldogs, 95 through 99.
Right.
And he was a pretty doggone good spanky college basketball player.
He was that, and he was an academic.
Yeah.
All conference playing and right. All-American. He was. He was that kind of player. And he played at Winfield, which Mark's so familiar with. And let me tell you something, 96-6 his last 3 years. I'm telling you, they were really good. Yeah,
good stuff. Really good. And I'll tell you, we did the 68 Ventures Bowl with him, and he had to throw in a little basketball into football. I think he got a little confused because South Alabama was kicking a field goal, and he said, it's good from the top of the key for three. So, I mean, I don't know.
No, he did that on purpose. You know,
he did not do that.
But also, he was a heck of a football player.
Oh, was
he was a running back at Winfield, Mark. And had some offers to play college football. He's just an outstanding athlete. He ain't seen athletes like he's going to see when he sees Viger on the court.
Sure.
He hadn't seen them. He didn't see them in the regional.
Right.
He didn't see them in the regional. But he's seen them on the net. And you know, guys, all the people that listen to our show, y'all need to do this. Go to the National Federation of High Schools and sign up for the NFHS broadcast, because when it becomes football season, you can watch football from California to New York, from Alabama to Wyoming. You can watch every high school game.
They're all on it.
They're all on. And you pay $10 a month. So on Friday night, you can watch your grandchildren play in Wyoming if you're in Mobile, Alabama. Cool. And basketball is the same way. For $10, you can watch high school basketball and football all over the country. We were in Las Vegas, and I was watching UMS Wright play.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just
you watch it on your computer or your phone.
Yep.
Either one or your iPad. And if you're techno savvy, you can hook it into your TV.
Yep.
And it'll come on your TV, but it'll come through your computer onto your TV. So.
And it's the best deal going.
Yep.
It is absolutely the best deal going. And it's the National Federation is now giving schools back money for that. You know, they're going by how many people are watching your school, and they remunerate you by giving you – they're paying you.
If I'm not mistaken, Rick, that's NFHSS.com.
Right. National Federation of High Schools.com. NFHS.com. Guys, guys, you got to get it. You got to get it.
You can watch just about any baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know if all schools have baseball. Because you got to have the camera set up at your stadium.
Well, and that's a little bit more difficult.
It is. Baseball is a little bit more difficult because they have Wi-Fi and all that stuff out there. So, but you can find a lot of them that are out there.
But you guys that love recruiting, you guys that want to see these great players play, well, you don't have to read about them. You can watch them on National Federation. And it's the wave of the future. Randy Bergen ought to be calling those games. I'm serious.
He would be very good at it.
You're perfect.
Very good at it.
You're as good as it gets when it comes to play-by-play, whether it be football or basketball. You should get into that. You should get into that.
And so, I even said that after you cut my mic off.
That's unbelievable.
I left it on just for that. Just for that.
You know, we gotta thank some of these guys.
There's no doubt.
Yes,
people are sponsors. I'm thinking about Will too. Those guys, they bring us the McGill Toolin coaches all year long, and so much appreciate Will too and everything that those guys do. And we talk about fender benders all the time, and we talk about Chris Garris over at 1177 Sledge Drive, and Mark's driving a brand new car now as a result
from 2008.
Yeah. Chris, I wanted you to know this. I drove the car to Birmingham to visit my folks. My dad comes outside and goes, "When'd you get a new car?"
Yeah.
First thing, he had forgotten we even had that Sonata. Then when I told him what it was, that's the Sonata? Chris, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it's amazing.
It was brand spanking new.
The work that they do is absolutely astonishing. It is.
It's good.
It is so good. All you want to do is call them at Premier Collision, 251-478-4500, and talk to Chris, talk to Tyler. Those guys, I can promise you, they hit it out of the park every time they have your car.
Yes, they do.
And there's three of us sitting here that know that.
Let me just say, if there is a problem when they finish, they get right on it and take care of it. You know, some people push it off. Yep. Not them. Okay? Yep. I mean, they're going to from front to end.
And it may not be something that you recognize.
Right.
They will find it. They will find it. You know the key to that is? There ain't no extra charge for that.
Mm-mm.
No, they don't charge you for that. That's something that you weren't expecting, was not in your estimate, but they're going to fix it anyway.
Yep.
So that's the kind of business that Chris Garris runs at Premier Collision. He's got another shop, too, at 101 North Schillinger, and that's his second shop, and they're trying to expand that because they got so many cars in there, and just great, great, great people. So many people we so much appreciate that do so much for us here at Prep Sports Report. PSR is, we're so blessed to have, it's like your buddy that's on your show that came up and said how much he appreciates both shows.
Ben Murphy.
I mean, you know, and somebody called the other day wanting to know about they need some roof work. I gave them Ben Murphy's name.
Absolutely.
They called him and he's down doing their job. It's just, you know, you can't do radio today unless you have great people like David Green with Green and Phillips and those people who love high school sports and want to see stuff like this continue, because we're building players, coaches, and officials up not to be a part of tearing.
Another company that's been a big supporter of ours for years is Robert Deneef and Blue Water Millworks and Marvin Windows. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have supported us for years and years and years, and they just love the show. Every time I get off the show, great show today, Coach. Appreciate those guys so very, very much for what they do.
And we're sitting in a place right here at Eastern Shore Hyundai where Sean has been – I can remember the day he told me, he said, Coach, as long as PSR is on the air, we're with you. And that goes all the way back to Terry.
Yep, sure
and,
does.
And those guys. But, you know, you come out here, you're on the Eastern Shore campus, and they don't run knock you down at the door when you come in. They let you – you look around, and if they're there, you know they're there, and all you got to do is walk up to them and say, I like that one. And now here we go. Justin Stanton comes in here to see us all the time, and I'm telling you, he knows everything about every car on this lot.
Right.
And they just – you know, they're there for you. They're not there to try to solicit you. They're there to support you.
Right.
And it's just, we just have amazing.
Give you guidance, give you advice.
That's right.
Based on what your wants and needs are.
Yep. Great, great so. People that we're so appreciative of.
Coach, let me turn to a little sad note. Up in Birmingham, young lady lost her life.
Yeah, that's a real sad story when you start thinking about that. Carson Moore, she was a swimmer. At Spain Park, a state champion swimmer. Many people have mentioned to us in the past that Carson's a young lady that may be an Olympic swimmer
That's
someday.
Right.
And she and two of her teammates were, and really I think it was five teammates, were in a car, had a wreck out in Wyoming, and she passed away, unfortunately. Mm. And, boy, I'm telling you, a young life that has just gone way too soon, Mark. Mm, and we've seen it way too much. And you know, and I see this all the time. I know you guys do too. I see these kids driving and texting. Now I hope that wasn't the case there, but my goodness gracious alive, put those phones down, boys and girls.
Please
put them down. Put them down. And whatever you got to say can be said 30 minutes later with you sitting at a desk somewhere.
It went on for years and years and years. You just waited till you saw the person you could talk to. You didn't have – when we were growing up and all the way through the 90s, I mean, there were no cell phones.
No.
You know, there was not anything like that. And we all got along just fine.
Yep.
You know. But today it's right there in your hand. And I'll be honest with you, I mean, I'm the world's worst. I keep – my phone's like an attachment to my hand. You know, everywhere I go, I've always got it. But when you're driving the car, that thing needs to go – away.
It does.
There's enough things going on out there, and it may not be your driving, maybe somebody else's you need to be paying attention to, and you're not doing it if you got the phone texting or whatever, or you're playing with the radio or talking with whoever's in the back seat of the car, you know, you're riding down the road. Pay attention to what you're doing. It's a dangerous place.
All right, two things we want to do. I want to tell you about a show that we hope that our listeners will listen to. On Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m., and then Sunday morning at 7 a.m., you can listen to Jolene Roxbury. And let me tell you this. The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is absolutely, it's unbelievable. It's the funniest, the most joyous. Talking about joy, you're going to get joy when you listen to Jolene Roxbury. I can promise you that.
No doubt. All right. Now we'll take a timeout. And then when we come back, we'll have the Camp Grace segment. Okay, Mark, you ready now?
I'm ready, man.
Here we go, right
Turn
after
back
this.
On, Randy. Turn
okay,
back on.
You're back up.
Thank you.
Give me a check. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
Okay, Mark.
Am I on?
Wait, let's try it again.
Okay.
You're on.
Your turn.
Sorry. They took my stool away. I couldn't reach the microphone. All right, today I want to talk about kindness and a couple of verses that are really as a story that we've all heard, but I think it's one that's really apropos as we talk about going into the springtime and a lot of these things that we see going on in our sports world, especially. I saw like the other night there was two fights in one in a college game, two in pro games, fights during the game. And I get you. I mean, tempers rise and get up, but you know, and if there's pushing and shoving, that's part of the game, you know. But when it's over, it's over. And, you know, and we're, our society has lost sight of what it means to be kind to one another. We've lost sight of that. And it's become sad to me that we can't just see people for who they are and say, you know, I may not agree with everything that anybody does, but it doesn't make any difference. I can still be kind to them. You know, and when I do those things for me, it makes me feel better. Rick was talking about joy a little while ago. I get joy in knowing simple fact that I've tried to on this day to do something nice for everybody I see, or at least be nice and be kind to them and try to make their day a little bit better. When I do that, my world gets joyful. I feel good about that. I feel good inside about that. I hope that makes sense, but it's just something I think is real important. And I'm going to tell you a story that I read. It's an old story that we've probably all heard and read to our children at one time or another. It's called The Lion and the Poor Slave. Mm-hmm. There was once a slave whose master was very cruel. One day he couldn't stand it anymore, so he fled into the forest. On his way, he encountered a lion. That was unable to walk because of a thorn in his paw. Even though he was scared, the slave mustered the courage and pulled out the thorn of the lion's paw. When the lion was free from the thorn, he turned and ran into the forest without hurting the slave. Soon after, the slave was there again, caught by his master in the forest, returned to his slave quarters, and then thrown into the lion's den by the master. As soon as he saw the lion, the slave recognized it as the same lion that he had previously rescued. As a result, the slave escaped unharmed. It's amazing what your deeds will do and how they'll come back to you if you're kind to other people. You know, and it may not come in, it's not going to come to me in terms of financial gain. I don't want that. It's no part of it. It's not about material things. It's about the simple fact that I was able to say to somebody, hey, I was kind to you one day, and years later that person returned it in kind to me. That's what it's all about. But for me, Rick, I love what you were talking about a minute ago with joy. The thought of being joyful is different than being happy. Being joyful is a state of grace to me. It's a state of always knowing that there is some joy in my heart. There's joy in my life today. There wasn't at one time in my life. There wasn't joy. Now, I was kind of happy about some things, but there wasn't that joy.
Right.
Because I wasn't the kind of person I needed to be. And I'm not. And today, I'll screw up in 10 minutes from now when I leave here. I'll do something I shouldn't. I know I will. You know, my wife will say something and I'll answer it in a way that she's not happy with. Okay? Boom. Mark's wrong again. Okay? Doesn't mean I'm not joyful in my heart.
Right.
I'm just a person like anybody else who's going to say the wrong thing, who's going to make a mistake. But what I try to do every day is try to get up every morning. This is my, I've told y'all this before, and I swear I live by it as best I can. Get up every day and I think, today I'm going to be the best version of myself I can be. I'm going to try to do the right thing. I'm going to be kind to other people. When I see them, I'm going to speak. There are people in this world, believe it or not, Randy, I know you're not going to believe this, who don't like me. For
there's
whatever
no
reason.
Way. There's
and
no
I'm
way.
Just telling you, it does happen. But if I see them, I'm going to say hi to them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. I may not like them a whole lot either. It doesn't mean I can't be kind.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make any, at the end of the day, it doesn't make any difference. You know,
that's right.
What I think, God is the one who serves all, he has all that power and right to judge us. I don't have that.
Yep.
And so my joy today, when Rick was talking, my joy comes from the simple fact that if I can be kind to people, if I can love other people and do things for other people without, I don't want any recognition for it. The joy, the recognition I get is in my heart. And that's where the joy comes from.
You know, Mark, that's one of my favorite scripture verses is Ephesians 4:32. And I punch it up on my computer because it stays there, and it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. Father, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness describe your character. How can I be more like you, Father? You know what? We strive to do that. We strive to be there. We don't reach that goal as much as we want to or should. But Ephesians 4:32 is the guide for life if we follow it and utilize it in whatever endeavor we're in our lives. So that's, we strive to be there. We just don't get there. Doug Barber is the reason I talked about joy today. He came up to me the other day in the dining hall and he said, why you got that scowl on your face? You don't have any joy in your life. And I wanted to choke him. I mean, I did. I wanted to choke him. But that's okay. It's in his remembrance that I said that. Go.
Hey, real quick, want to remind you coming up, we've got Southern Fairway Sports Radio coming up. Matt Brandt's in the house. Doug Holton's in the house. We got a special guest, a lot of sports to get into, Eli Gold.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that.
And he's got joy. Us Auburn guys don't got a lot of joy right
now.
No,
you don't.
We're working on it. Remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. God bless you. See you here, same place, same time, next time. See you, Bart Hite.